Welcome. This is Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. This is our 14th show and the first show of 2014. If you haven't heard the other shows, you can always go back to the archive and listen to them there. So my name is Kathy Moser. I am your hostess with the mostest, and I am looking forward to hearing from you. This is going to be the first show where we have listening to our listeners as a new segment. I put out the call on Facebook asking people, what is their barriers to asking for help? That's the topic today, asking for help. And also, what are the tools that have helped you overcome those barriers? So that's what we're going to be experimenting on today. Recovery, creativity, getting better. It's all a we program. We can't do it by ourselves. So it's a we program, folks. Now, as it happens sometimes in life, you know, serendipity, last week's show was on finding your tribe. And just a little while after that, through some other work that I do, unfortunately, after that show broadcast, I came across this song by a girl named Haley Reardon. And the song is called Tribe. It was a free download off of her website for signing up on her email list. So I'll put a link up to her website. But this is a great song for today as well as for last week's show. This is Tribe by Haley Reardon.
Faces I was wanting the same as I rearranged, they disappeared, and no one knows me anymore. When I got tired of thinking like everybody else, I'd block my
was Tribe by Haley Reardon. What I love about that is, you know, there's an action that could be taken there. She said she'll sing until the tribe has found her. If there's something we can do, and one of the things we can do when we're looking for help is to, you know, speak up and call out into the world and ask for help. So as artists, I don't know about you, but I have this kind of myth in my head that artists are loners and that we are each responsible to go into our studios and find the art alone. But when you look out into the world, it's obvious that that's not really true. I think of the Impressionist painters in Paris in the time when they were painting. One thing that was happening there also was a really, really vibrant cafe life where people were getting together and they were trading ideas and people were, you know, going to each other's studios as well as going to each other's exhibits. I'm sure there was some rivalry, but also a lot of camaraderie. And this is a way in which the topic from last week, finding your tribe, and this week's topic, are friends with each other. We don't have to do this work by ourselves. A lot of the responses I got from listeners talked about ego, and I want to refer to this book that has helped me so much, which is The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. She talks about in her segment on recovering a sense of compassion, she says, once we admit the need for help, the help arrives. The ego always wants to claim self-sufficiency. It would rather pose as a creative loner than ask for help. Ask anyway. Here are some of the ways that I've been able to ask for help that has helped move my art forward. One is that I got chosen to be part of a songwriting contest and performing songwriter contest, and I was and it was in West Virginia, and I had a gig in Massachusetts 2 days before that, so I had to drive from Massachusetts back to New Jersey and then drive to Virginia, West Virginia, and play that very same day. And I was able to ask a friend of mine. I realized it was not going to be a success if I tried to do that by myself. It was a 5-hour drive, and I needed to get on stage once I got there. So I asked my friend Donna Berman, who's a really big supporter of my art. I asked her something. It felt bigger than anything I've ever asked anyone to do, which is I asked her if she would take 3 days and drive me to West Virginia and then stay over with me. It was not a situation in which I could pay her. I know she loves my music, and so I asked her to help me. What ended up happening was that I won the contest. It was really important for me, that whole sequence of events. It was important for me to ask for that help, to get that help, and I'm sure it contributed deeply to my having the energy to, part of the reason that I won the contest was because of the audience response, and that was completely a function of my having enough energy to do my job, and that was a function of me having asked my friend. We also got to spend 3 days together, and that was kind of super fun too. I hadn't ever spent that much intimate time with her, you know, all the time in the car, sharing a hotel room. So that was a big step for me, and it worked out really well, so I just wanted to share that story with you. Another place I get a lot of help is I have a business coach. I am a beneficiary. I utilize this federal program called the Small Business Development Corporation. You should look it up. It might be in your town, too. It's a free service of the federal government for small businesses. And I meet with them every week, and they help me strategize and do pricing and plan long-term projects and things like that. When I went in to see her this week, serendipitously, just like the other serendipitous moment, I had already thought that my goal for the year was I was going to have just a one-word goal, and it was going to be ask. And she went in when I went into my appointment on Thursday, she said, you should make a one-word goal. And I said, you know what? I actually have, and it's going to be ask. I'm just going to ask this year. And I guess it's probably my ego that's keeping me from asking. And also fear of being rejected, definitely. But so this week, I stepped out and I asked. One of the things I did was, here's one of the things I asked. I asked my listeners if you would tell me what your thoughts on the matter were. So here's one of the responses I got back. This is a new segment of the show. It's going to be called Listening to the Listeners. And I'm going to intersperse these throughout the show. So here's our first listener response. I asked people, the question was, what are your barriers to asking for help and what tools help you to overcome them? We had a listener, Jim H. from Ottawa, Canada. He wrote, pride and vanity are what my barriers to asking for help. The whole concept that a person should be self-sufficient and able to resolve any problem they encounter. The greatest tool in overcoming this obstacle was the first step. We admitted we were powerless. Right from the word we, it becomes evident that I can seek help from others. I also helped to understand it was not only alcohol that I was powerless over, but life itself rendered me powerless. And then in step two, I became aware of a higher power that I could also ask for help. And step three enhanced the awareness and made it okay to ask for help. And the only caveat to asking for this help is the willingness to accept the assistance. So that was from an international response. Thank you so much to Jim H. Every week we're going to be posing a question up on Facebook, and we look forward to your answers, and you can choose however you want to be identified. You know, some of our listeners are benefiting from a 12-step program. Some people find other ways to be well and happy in the world. So we look forward to hearing from you, and you can always, of course, choose how you would want to be identified, if you want your whole name used or just part of your name. Part of my joy in life is I walk in different worlds, and I get to hear a lot of musicians in my other worlds that you might not get to hear. So this is a song. I was listening to some CDs looking for music for the show. This is by an artist named Tony Denikos. I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's Denikos. And in addition to having a website, which is TonyDenikos.com, I found that he also has a version of this song up on YouTube. This song is called Save Me, and it's by Tony Denikos.
I've got a notion I'm going down like a twister in the middle of the sweet blue ocean. Man, I'm sinking ever deeper, and my world is spinning round. I don't know how to feel. I don't even know.
That was Save Me by Tony Denikos. If you're in recovery, I'm sure you can relate to the vibe in that song. I'd also like to just say at this point that because an artist appears on the show, it has no reflection of whether they may or may not be in recovery. Some of the artists that I find that the song I think is particularly appropriate, I have just no idea. I don't even know the artist. I just have come across the CD and I thought it would fit in well for the show. So that was Tony Denikos. Again, TonyDenikos.com. And as I say every week, please, if you enjoy the music, please go buy it. It's streaming it does not really help the artist nearly to the extent that buying it does. So let's listen to another listener. This is Karen L., a listener from Massachusetts, and she says what blocks her from asking for help is I've got this attitude and the fact that I can't keep this to myself. I have to ask for help. I cannot do this alone. Another listener says, this is B, from New Jersey. She says, my biggest barrier was ego, and the only tool that worked for me and still works for me is surrender. Self will run riot. I have to get out of the way and let his will work for me. So that's more of the listening to the listeners. One of the things I need to remind myself and to remember is that, you know, giving and receiving is a circle. And if nobody is willing to ask for help, then nobody gets the joy of helping somebody. And that it is a circle. I've had several times people help me in life that it just was that circle of joy for both of us. So if we don't allow people to help us, we're kind of mucking up the energy flow, you know? And we all get turns. We get a turn to be the person who is helped and the person who is helping. That's part of the chain of recovery. It's also part of the chain of creativity. You know, when I was just starting out, I wasn't really good at asking for help, but nevertheless, I got some help anyway. And now that I've come a little further down the path, I am able to help some other people. And there's joy in that, you know? So if you don't let anyone help you, you may be robbing them of their joy. This is a song by Susan Warner. It's off an album of hers called The Gospel Truth, and it's called Help Somebody.
I got plenty and then some. What do I do? Plenty and then some. What do I do? I got plenty and then some. What do I do now? I go out and help somebody, get plenty and then some too. I got a roof over my head, what do I do? A roof over my head, what do I do? I got a roof over my head, what do I do now? I go out and help somebody, get a roof over their head too. I got supper on the table. What do I do? I got supper on the table. What do I do? I got supper on the table. What do I do now? I go out and help somebody, get supper on the table too. That's what I do, 'cause I got it to give,
I got it to give,
and when you got enough to give away, well, that's the only way to live. Thank you. get to heaven to.
Holy goodness, she is good. That is Susan Warner. And you know what? One of the reasons that she is so good is that she has a lot of help. I've actually gotten to be around her when she was working, and she has a road manager named Jane. And, you know, when Susan goes on stage, she generally has not carried any of those instruments onto the stage. When she is done, she's not carrying any of those instruments off the stage, because her job is to get up on stage and do her job as well as possible. And then when she comes off stage, her job is to interact with the audience. I think often about other artists that I have seen. You know, someone like Madonna, for example, probably has 25 or 30 people who are helping her. They may be working for her, but their job is to help her so she can go out and do her job. Also, athletes, you know, a football team, there's like 11 people on the field, I think. I'm a little sketchy on that, actually, how many people there are on the field. But there's way more than that on the sidelines, helping those people go out there and do their job. I had an interesting response from a listener. This is Patrick V, and he says, the biggest barrier to asking for help was overcoming my false pride. When my wife got cancer a year ago and we had no insurance, it forced me to ask for help. It was very humbling, and I learned that by asking for help, it was a blessing to us and the ones who helped us. I have learned gratitude by overcoming false pride. We all need help sometimes. That is just such a beautiful comment. Thank you so much, Patrick V, for that comment. Yeah, the false pride and the gratitude and the joy all mixed up in there. You know, a musician passed away recently this week. One of the Everly brothers passed away, and I heard another musician interviewed who was older and was retiring, and what the interviewer said to them was, they said, thank you so much for all of the music. And it just reminds me that if art is an act of service, which I believe done correctly, art is an act of service, it is not an act of ego, then asking other people to help us make our art come alive and come out into the world is inviting them to participate in service with us. And that's a joy for people, which is why art has always had patrons. Art has always had patrons of people who are not artists but want to help be part of bringing the art out into the world. And I've been helped by some of those patrons, and I can tell you that it's a source of joy for them too. So the circle of giving is also the circle of joy. The last thing I want to talk about just is the fear that I have that I would rather not ask for help than ask for help and get turned down. That fear of rejection. And this brings us to that point of vulnerability. And we already know this in recovery, that when people get vulnerable and come into whatever form of recovery they come into and they ask for help, what happens in the community is interesting, right? We have it's our joy to be of service to others, to help them to get clean and sober. And we don't turn them down. And even if, you know, not everyone in recovery is well and healthy, at least in the beginning. And so if we do get turned down, there's other people we can go ask. I think this is true in art as well. This last song today is by a woman named RJ Chowdhury. And her song is called The Other Side of Love. And I'll see you on the other side of this song.
Climbing up this mountain just to get to the top, falling down and skinned our knees, but we've helped each other up. Oh, it's hard to even measure how time will take its toll, but I know right now for certain that on the other side of this mountain there's gold. So fragile, how did we survive all the ups and downs and all the rounds? You still look me in the eyes. Oh, and I can't help but wonder shining bright. There's a neon sign flashing, says welcome to the other side. Oh, and all our friends are waiting. They've come before. They climbed up on this mountain, took that leap forevermore.
You've been listening to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. There are shows every single day of the week on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Thanks to all our listeners. The question for next week is, how has meditation helped your recovery and your creativity? See you then.